Live. It is the Christmas Eve edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com. So, as always, much to discuss this evening. Of course, big in the news, and this isn't really a news-based show, but sometimes there are stories that you just can't ignore. The big story today is, of course, that the Senate has passed the health care bill.
Oh, they did.
Oh, yes. Aren't you excited?
I'm ecstatic. I'm Festivus, too.
This is such, well, I guess it was today. I thought yesterday it was Festivus.
Oh, I thought it was yesterday.
No, they passed it today, 60-39. They say it's an epic struggle that was settled at dawn. This from the AP. The Democratic-controlled Senate passed health care legislation Thursday, a triumph for Barack Obama that clears the way for compromise talks with the House on a bill to reduce the ranks of the uninsured and rein in the insurance industry. And the story goes on to talk about how they are going to be, to finance extended coverage, the House bill relies on an income tax surcharge on incomes over $500,000 for individuals and $1 million for couples. The provision the Senate omitted, its bill includes higher Medicare payroll taxes on high-wage earners and a new tax on high-cost insurance policies that labor unions generally oppose. So they have some differences to iron out here, but basically, It looks like this is going to move forward.
Great.
And it's let's see here. They at the White House, Obama called the vote historic and said because of it, we are incredibly close to making health insurance reform a reality in this country. Our challenge now is to finish the job.
Of course, it's historic. If you look back through the scope of history, it's just one violent act after another.
This
of course, it's
violence.
Historic.
This isn't violence. It's helping people.
They're
helping people get health care. What are you talking about?
They're saying people who earn a certain amount of money are somehow, therefore, responsible for the upkeep and maintenance of every other person that happens to live in on the same landmass that they do. It's pretty insane.
Pretty much here. The Senate vote unfolded as the sun rose over the Capitol on the day before Christmas and marked the culmination of a battle that lasted months and included, where are all the casualties
I don't know. You know, they stay up all night doing something that every college student does every day of their life, and then they want a big pat on the back for it, for pulling an all-nighter.
It would be kind of nice to see them actually battle and maybe, you know, fight over
this. I
want to
see maces.
Yeah.
They're in that dome, and it's going to waste.
Beginning in 2014, the Senate bill would establish insurance exchanges where consumers could shop for private coverage sold under federal guidelines. I'm confused already. Most Americans would be required to purchase insurance or face penalties. Most Americans. I wonder who's excluded from that. I have no idea. I'm just curious. If you know, 800-259-9231, hundreds of billions of dollars in federal subsidies would be available to families of up to incomes of about $88,000 per year. Insurance companies would be banned from denying benefits or charging higher fees on the basis of pre-existing medical conditions. That provision would take effect in 2013, the House version.
I'm not going to say there aren't problems with the healthcare industry. I can't afford insurance on my own, therefore I'm careful. But some things happen. Like I had an industrial accident, had to get some reconstructive surgery on a hand, and there were some complications that arose from that later on. A suture got left in and it formed a cyst that was painful, had to be removed about a year later.
Yikes.
And, you know, that was covered under the original surgery, but it was still tender, and I smacked it on a door after the stitches were out, and it opened right back up. I went to the emergency room, $700 for 3 stitches in an hour of their time. So I'm not saying cars aren't out of control.
Yeah, they are. But no, there are problems. You're right. And I think that, that certainly that's been acknowledged on this show is that the healthcare situation in this country sucks.
It's because they're allowed to get away with it. They have that monopoly on providing the services. If they would let people open small clinics in a strip mall that just did stitches.
Here's a great quote for you. This is from Harry Reid, one of the politicians pushing this this government expansion, saying that the healthcare debate is about life and death in America. Quote, it's a question of morality, of right and wrong. It's about human suffering. And given the chance to relieve this suffering, we must take this chance. So they're concerned about human suffering, which
is an ill-defined suffering.
Well, what about the suffering of those of us who are not interested in supporting the system? What about those of us who will suffer when we decide to not go along with the program here and engage in civil disobedience? What about those of us who will be put in a jail cell? Will our suffering matter, or is it only the suffering of those other people?
No, it's undue suffering, you know, caused by the caring God that gave you this easily afflictable body.
Beginning in 2014, so this is going to take a little while for this to actually get started. If considering this passes as it has been proposed, 2014, that's not even in Obama's term. So
first or second?
Yeah, well, it would be his second term.
Oh, his second term, that's correct.
But that's way out into the future. The Congressional Budget Office estimates the Senate measure would extend coverage to about 31 million Americans who lack it.
Who?
31
who are
people.
These 31 people, million people?
Does that mean they can't buy insurance? They just can't afford to buy insurance? Is that the idea?
How do they know there are that many people who are lacking adequate insurance?
I haven't the slightest clue.
I don't know where they keep this data.
Hey, don't worry. It'll cut federal deficits by $130 billion over a decade and possibly much more in the following 10 years.
And then chocolate rations
like
are going to go up too, right?
Like magic. They'll just wave their magic wand and it'll all work out. Because governments are so great at predicting how much something's going to cost.
Mm.
Premiums will rise for some, but fall for many others, particularly when the effects of federal subsidies are factored in, says the agency. Literally hundreds of issues remain to be settled between the two bills, a House measure that ran to 1,990 pages and the Senate version of over 2,000 pages, not counting 383 pages of revisions that Reid unveiled over the weekend. Surely they've had a chance to peruse all of this and really are aware of what.
That's why they have interns and aides. They actually read stuff for them. But I can tell you right now what's going to happen with this.
What?
I spent a lot of time doing research when I had nothing else to do but mend after the accident I mentioned. And I came across a story of a guy who cut off two fingers on a table saw. And the subsidies in the government insurance would only cover putting one of the two back on. So he had to choose which of his fingers he wanted reattached.
Oh, damn it. So you're suggesting that there will be other such choices in the future for Americans?
Yeah, there will be, like, degrees of... You basically have to have an arm hanging off to have it reattached.
According to the story here from the Associated Press, one of the politicians says she will not insist on a government-run insurance option in the final bill. The House bill has one, a provision supporter said was designed to put pressure on the insurance companies to hold down the premium prices. They claim that no such plan has made it into the Senate bill, which calls for national plans overseen by the same office that manages health coverage for federal employees and members of Congress. Those plans would be privately owned, but one of them would have to be operated on a nonprofit basis, as many of the Blue Cross Blue Shield plans are today. So they're saying that there's probably not going to end up being a government insurance program, but at the same time, the level of regulation of the existing insurance companies is going to skyrocket. There's going to be a lot more of it happening.
Well, then we'll need one.
Well, right, and that's just it. I mean, this is a step to the next step, which is more government control. It's just more leads to more leads to more. Because the more they cripple the insurance industry, which it's already crippled because there are so many regulations that prevent people from starting their own insurance companies. It's pretty much a good old boys network where only the established insurers are able to stay in the game, and they squeeze out the little guys like they were doing in Massachusetts. It's a great example of how government regulation of insurance companies end up, is if you just look to the Massachusetts system.
Not to mention, you as a consumer have no choice. You're limited to who has a license to sell insurance in your state. You can't shop nationally, and that's part of the problem.
That's true. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But if you believe the politicians, America's health care problems are about to be solved here by the government. Because the government is so great at fixing things, right?
All right, snake oil.
More
can't wait.
Free talk line. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Josh.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and features include our chat room. You can head over, and there are even people in there on Christmas Eve. Chat.freetalklive.com. Best time to find folks in there, of course, is during our live show. So head on over and enjoy. It's free at chat.freetalklive.com. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the Daily Dispatch, FreedomsPhoenix.com. In fact, Josh, I think you were there earlier tonight. Found some stuff to talk about. One story involving a star on a tree and an angry veteran.
Absolutely. It was a week before Christmas when Irv Sutley, a former warehouse worker, first saw the offending ornament in a government building in Sonoma County, just north of San Francisco. I was turning around in the lobby and I noticed the tree, Mr. Sutley said, and then I noticed the angel. Mr. Sutley, an atheist, said he then went to the office of the County Board of Supervisors, and there was a star, he said. Technically, neither stars nor angels belong to any particular religion, but the mind of Mr. Sutley, 65, a veteran who has fought to keep religion out of public meetings and buildings, the symbolism was clear. For most people, a star atop a tree at this time of season represents the Star of Bethlehem, which is a cult symbol, the cult being Christianity. He said, adding that the government should be neutral on religion. Sonoma County officials conferred with their lawyers, and on Monday, the acting county administrator, Chris Thomas, asked county departments to remove stars, angels, and any other religious symbols.
Wow, how about that?
So that we can celebrate the season, yet not to appear to endorse Christian or other religious doctrines.
Well, shouldn't that mean they should pull the tree down, too? Now, to be fair, though, the Christmas tree was originally a pagan symbol, as I understand it. In fact, a lot of the trappings of the Christmas holiday were lifted from the pagans by the Christians.
Many holidays were.
Yes, that's true.
Hallows Eve, for instance.
Yeah, what about Easter? Was that?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
It's got a rabbit, must be.
Well, in this case, maybe there's some parts of Easter. If you know more about this, feel free to clue us in at 800-259-9231. But I know that a lot of the Christmas concepts, in fact, the Christmas holiday itself is essentially, the entire thing is borrowed.
It's all recycled sun worship.
Yes. And it's what happened, as I understand it, was the pagans were having very popular solstice celebrations, and the Christians decided they wanted to piggyback on that popularity. And so basically they just decided that Jesus was born on December 25th. It's probably not even the case, but they just arbitrarily said, well, okay, a lot of people are partying around this time, so let's do our thing here, too.
Who even knows? The history is so mucked up.
Yeah.
Thousands of years by now. It's just a story.
So the Christmas tree itself isn't particularly Christian, but these days it might seem to be that way.
No, this person had no, was not offended by the garlands or the lights or the reflective bulbs.
Just the angel and the star.
And the star.
Got it.
Because he thinks it's a cult symbol. I'm interested how other people, specifically like atheist types, like, view this sort of thing. This sounds just like terrible busybody stuff to me.
You know, I can't say, as a former atheist, I can't say I blame the guy. Atheists tend to take this stuff personally.
There's more important things to get worked up about.
I agree with you.
Being forced to stand every day and swear allegiance to a god is a lot different than a blinking star on top of a tree.
It's true. I completely understand what you're saying when you're suggesting that there are things you might want to be a little more concerned about. But at the same time, these are people who've been told there's supposed to be a separation between church and state. And any time they see that separation has been broken, it gets them very indignant. And I could understand why. I mean, if you're being forced to pay for this organization, on one hand, you're being told that it's going to be separated from various different religions, and they're very clearly not separating themselves, then I can understand him feeling upset about it.
Okay, when I see an actual priest class being part of like a presidential cabinet, that's when I'm going to say that the two have merged. But people who have been brought up as not even Christians, just celebrating Christmas with the traditional decorations, just to decorate their office, be it, you know, a federal or like county office or not, that's not blatantly bringing the church doctrine and dogma into governance. I don't see it.
Still, what about the Ten Commandments things, like where they have statues to the Ten Commandments, that kind of thing? Is that too far for you?
Some of the commandments are good. Don't steal. Don't kill.
There's no doubt about that.
Don't cover your neighbor's wife.
I'm not saying there aren't good commandments in there. I'm just asking you, as far as you're saying that no big deal to have a star, no big deal to have an angel, which is even more obviously religious. what about the Ten Commandments? What about a statue to the Ten Commandments in a courthouse, which is a case from a while back? You call that?
Yeah, that was in South Carolina, was it?
I don't know where it was. It was in the South, I believe. But you think that's too far, or do you think that should be allowed?
I mean, most of like the English justice system that we adopted, I think, comes down from those very bare-bone moral codes for people.
Okay, so you're saying it's okay. You're saying that's all right. Well,
I mean, the Ten Commandments are less dogmatic as much as they're just, really just the moral code that was handed down.
But you understand that the Christians would be absolutely outraged if it was some sort of Muslim display. And the different religions are upset when one religion gets preference over the other. So sometimes the way they've solved this is by just allowing anybody who wants to create a religious display to do that, which I think is kind of a fun one. That way, you know, the Church of Satan can come out and they can create their own religious display just to kind of show the Christians, hey, this is what you get when you want to put your stuff on display. Everybody else should be able to put their stuff on display. And of course, what we're really talking about here is the tragedy of the commons mm-hmm. and the fact that, well, when you have something that's publicly owned, it's owned by no one and owned by everyone. Of course, we know it's actually owned by the people that call themselves the government because they're the ones that will come out to protect it if it's threatened. But nonetheless, the concept still stands that everybody should have equal access. So if you're going to have a Christmas tree, then maybe you should allow the Hindus to come along and put. I guess it's not really.
I don't know if you heard the story, but put a
statue of Buddha up on the top of it one day.
I don't know if you heard the story, but just a few weeks ago down in Massachusetts, they had a big hullabaloo, and I forget what city it was, but somebody wanted to put a menorah up in the town commons, and they were forbidden from doing that. So I think, I don't know if it's that person or that they just extended that ban. They had the fire station take down their Merry Christmas sign. I didn't really think it was newsworthy, but I caught the story.
Look, I do agree with you that this is much ado about very little. But at the same time, I also understand where these people are coming from. So I guess we want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Is what this guy is doing, and that is spending his time and effort to get a star or an angel removed from a tree, worthwhile?
And do you think that some atheists have become so engaged in their non-beliefs that they've kind of formed a dogma of their own that's just as bad?
Do you consider yourself an atheist?
I do, but I don't take it to... I'm a small A.
I want to know what that means coming back here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can chime in here. Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Christmas Eve edition of the show. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan for free at facebook.freetalklive.com, facebook.freetalklive.com. And Manchester Brewing is the brewer of John Thomas Red, now available in a strap-on edition for hikers. Learn more at manchesterbrewing.com. As we continue here, you can bring up what you want. Josh, you were just telling us a story, and we're going to take some calls in relation to this here. Of course, you can also call and change the topic, bring up whatever you want. But the story is about a 65-year-old military veteran who is very upset about the fact that as he's been around town, I think in California somewhere.
Yeah, San Francisco.
In San Francisco, he spotted some decorations on city property that were religious-based. The star on top of a Christmas tree and angels, I guess, and he decided to file a complaint about this, and the city actually did go ahead and pull them down. And you are basically saying that this, even as an atheist, as you describe yourself, this seems a little unnecessary.
Oh, it just seems petty. Christmas has become such a benign holiday that, you know, people have actually invented holidays to celebrate around the same time just to mock it. Festivus being a great example.
So you're saying
it has so much. It has very little to do, a Christmas tree has very little to do with the religious aspects of Christmas.
But what about the angel? Clearly religious, right? I mean, do you think that the government should be following its own rules? And I think that it should. If it's going to exist and purport to be separated from the churches, then I think that makes sense. But at the same time, I think you have a point when you're suggesting that this seems a little piddly.
It is a little piddly. So it's an angel. It's a silly concept of a winged person.
Okay, so what about the manger scene? Should they be allowed to put a manger scene up on city property?
Well, it doesn't seem to stop them.
Well,
I see these so-called cult symbols, and I just chuckle at them.
Yeah.
I think the nativity scenes are silly.
Well, right, and I can see that. And I think that's a fair perspective for an atheist to have. But from the religious person's perspective, it can be, and this guy may be so atheistic he's almost religious in his own right. That's certainly a possibility. But and when I say religious, I don't mean that he believes in God. But anyway, just what I wanted to point out about this was that the religious people, for instance, Wiccans or some other non-Christian...
They're spiritual. Religion. There's a difference.
Okay. The religious still, I think, applies. The religious people out there get very... Some of them get very offended by the fact that one religion is getting preference over another religion.
Christmas is popular amongst... I mean, there are Muslims that celebrate Christmas. It's a part of, like, Americana more than anything.
So what to you is it... what does it mean to be a small atheist? That's how you described yourself earlier.
I just don't believe there is an incorporeal being that can materialize into flesh and control the machinations of the universe.
Well, how does that... What would a large atheist be?
This guy?
So, like,
I mean,
large A meaning pushy?
I would say Richard Dawkins is a big A atheist.
Meaning pushy, trying to recruit other atheists, that kind of thing, like an evangelical atheist?
I mean, I can see a lot of pushy atheists just feeling cornered and pushing back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But some become just as dogmatic as the religions they despise.
I've certainly seen that. They are out there, in many cases, looking to almost recruit other atheists. And I, as an atheist, when I was an atheist, I'm no longer, but when I was an atheist, I was of the type who would just rather be left alone and leave other people alone to their beliefs.
Yeah.
As long as they weren't pushing their beliefs on me, that I wasn't that bothered by it.
Yeah, atheism to me is it's completely personal. It's just kind of clearing some excess boxes out of the attic that I don't need anymore.
That makes sense. Let's go to your phone calls. Puke is on the line in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Puke.
Hey, good evening, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'll chime in on this whole topic since I don't celebrate Christmas and never have. I think I come from sort of a unique background. My childhood, the church that my family attended when I was a child was a sort of Christian Protestant church, but it didn't celebrate the holidays like Christmas and Easter and stuff.
So it's like a no fun group of Christians, basically.
Wow. Yeah, sort of. It really sucked, and I think that's why I'm an atheist now.
Hmm.
But I have never been in a family or celebrated Christmas my entire life, and now I'm an atheist, and I sort of go along with Josh's opinion that, you know, I mean, I really could care less. You know, I mean, if the guy has a problem with religion and government, he should be railing against the entire, like, everything, you know, the trees and the tinsel or whatever and all the decorations.
He should be railing against faith-based initiatives and not just a star.
Yeah, that too. I mean, you know, if he's, it's really small fish because, I mean, really it's just probably decoration that the people that work there might have put up. It doesn't necessarily mean that they, you know, that they're trying to push Christian ideals or something into the laws. I mean, the government's already bad enough as it is pushing ideals on people, and it's like, oh, okay, so there's a dead tree over there with an angel doll on it. You know, I mean, it just seems really petty and kind of silly to me. And he's very militant atheist kind of nutjobbery that sort of borders on becoming just as crazy as the fundamentalist Christians.
Well, absolutely. I mean, as far as I've noticed, my like quarter century on the earth, Christmas is more about it's just a planned, what is it, perennial is the word I'm looking for here?
Recurring annual? Annual, right?
That's, yeah, or just something that recurs every year. It's just a pop culture element that pops up. I mean, you've got right, Santa Claus hawking Coca-Cola.
Right, well, for most people, it's simply just a time to, you know, get off work and
yeah,
purchase and receive things for free and stuff, you know, so
yeah,
obviously the religious aspect's kind of gone to the wayside.
To most people, Christmas is about family, it's about friends, it's about getting together, staying warm, the whole home and heart, sharing food and exchanging gifts. And, you know, the Christmas tree and then the traditional adornments that go with it are just part of that season.
Yeah, and for me, I hate all of that stuff, and it's really annoying.
Oh, I'm with you. I just see it for what it is.
You know, I have to look at all the happy crap, and it makes me angry. I don't know why.
I'm with you. It's hard for me not to carry a pellet pistol and go on a one-man rampage against inflatable lawn ornaments. But
I don't know why, but I don't have that hatred. I don't have that. Maybe I did at one time. Maybe it vaguely could recall feeling some animosity towards it, but I just don't have it today. And why do you hate it? I mean, it's people enjoying themselves. It's people having fun and getting together and exchanging, as you were saying, exchanging gifts, etc., and going through the motions.
I just mean the Christmas decorations. Some of them are just ridiculous.
Where I work, you know, they pump the radio stations through the intercom system, and then during Christmas time, you get to hear the same, you know, five stupid Christmas songs over and over again, and it becomes really annoying. And I don't know, it's just, you know, obviously I don't like, you know, I'm not like this crazy guy in the news story that's, you know, screaming, it's not fair, I'm an atheist. You know,
just be really careful, Puke, you're not 65 yet.
Give it a few more years and I will be the crusty old man.
Stew in your anger for another 40 years and see what happens.
To give you an example, I rented a house with some friends once, and the people that rented us the house wanted to keep one room that was just their junk that they didn't want to take with them.
Wow.
And a healthy portion of this was just Christmas decorations. New stuff that they just get every year, take out, put around in the house to feel some tingly feeling for a few weeks, then pack it in a box with all the new stuff. How many dancing Santa Clauses does somebody need?
It seems like a really stressful time for a lot of people, and I don't understand why you would want to go through that. You know, I feel lucky in a way that I've never had to deal with that.
No, I agree with you there. I think that's a great point because a lot of people stress out over, oh my gosh, did I get all the presents I need to get for all these people? I have to get all the cards and I have to send them out and I have to do this and I have to do that.
Oh yeah, this is just, look what they're talking about on the news. They're saying that the way they're going to gauge the economic recovery is about how people are spending money on Christmas.
Hey, Duke, thanks for the thoughts
tonight. I'm glad you guys are here. Thanks
dude. Yeah, we're glad we're here, too. And thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Somebody's got to do live radio on Christmas and Christmas Eve. It might as well be us. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928 928- 928-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Christmas Eve edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And the number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue the discussion here about, well, it's things have gone on the Christmas direction here since you brought up the issue of a veteran, 65-year-old man who is taking issue with the fact that the city of San Francisco apparently has some sort of Christmas display involving a tree and an angel, a decoration, or a star on the top, or both. And he was very upset by that. They have since pulled those things down. The Christmas tree is still up, and some of the decorations are still up, but the stars and angels have been removed. Josh, you're basically saying this is petty, and you're saying that as an atheist, mm-hmm. that this is petty.
That's correct.
I would tend to agree with you. At the same time, I do understand where the guy's coming from, and I understand the indignation that people of different religious beliefs feel when they may perceive that one particular religious set of beliefs is being promoted over another by this coercive agency that forces everyone to pay for its activities. So I can see both sides of this. Let's continue and talk to Dave in Montana. Dave, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas to you, Dave.
Hey, I think the religion has hijacked Christmas for the capitalism, or capitalism hijacked it from the religion, one or the other, because they instituted Christmas a long time ago in Rome so that the pagans could come on over, you know, and be Christian and stuff. But mm-hmm. really, Jesus never wanted us to celebrate Christmas. What he wanted us to do was live every day as if it was Christmas.
What does that mean?
Good peace and goodwill towards men or people, you know.
That sounds like a good idea. I'm all in favor of that. Peace.
And he never said, hey, you know, I want you guys to celebrate my birthday, you know.
He didn't say you wanted everyone to stress out and try to figure out who needs to be giving what to who else and forgotten anyone.
The capitalism. See, Christmas has turned into a perfect example of what capitalism is all about. And it even, like the day they bombed the planes rammed into the buildings over there in New York, the day after the president tells us to go shopping.
Or else the terrorists win.
Dave, is that capitalism or is that consumerism?
Well, capitalism likes consumerism, don't they? You know, they go hand in hand, no?
capitalism, as far as I'm concerned, has really, really been ill-defined. It's you want to talk about things and concepts, ideas being hijacked. Capitalism is one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, capitalism is simply the ability to own property, do with it as you see fit, to make a profit and sustain your own life without right. interference or input from anybody.
Right. You wouldn't disagree with that, would you, Dave?
Not at all. But right. it hasn't been that way since, I guess, like caveman days.
Well, no. I mean, capitalism has been redefined in, you know, the last 100 years or whatever. They're redefined to essentially mean that a certain class of very rich people is wielding some sort of power over the underclass and is taking advantage of them, et cetera, and, you know, that... what we have today, by Josh's definition, is not capitalism. What we have today is more of a corporatist kind of world that, indeed,
that,
a certain group of people are...
Money that don't worth, isn't worth anything. I guess true capitalism has, you know, money that's like gold or silver, you know.
That would be useful.
Or but, precious stones or...
Yeah, something that's worth something. But then again, our labor, is what this country really depends upon, because that's what's loaned, that's what our interest is based upon by the American people working, right?
Yeah, well, look what's happened to the labor in the United States. It's year by year.
Right.
Goes more to being a service economy than...
The political system took over the labor unions and everything, you know. They sold out. They use them as political tools.
And, so, Dave, does Christmas make you feel good, or are you angry about Christmas? How do you feel?
I say, every day for me is Christmas.
That's
what it's really all about, not just one week of the year.
Yeah.
Just like the Christians, they only be Christian on Sunday or Saturday. They don't even know which day they want to celebrate it on, you know.
Yep.
And then the rest of the week they're out doing that capitalism to everybody, saying it's okay, you know, ripping everybody off.
That's something I've noticed about holidays in general, American holidays specific. It's about talking about something that should be done every day and lived, and making it a special event once a year. Valentine's Day. You know, tell her you love her once a year.
Right.
Independence Day. You know, appreciate the sacrifices your forefathers made one day a year.
I think this is a very potent observation. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Thanksgiving. Show appreciation for the wonderful things in life only once a year.
St. Patrick's Day. The Irish are people, too, once a year.
Drink once a year. Oh, well, people don't really pay attention to that one. 800-259-9231. So people are stressed out about Christmas. A lot of people are stressed out about Christmas, and I think that's one of the negative, real negative aspects of it.
There's an unnecessary pressure to, like, one-up everybody by the type of gifts you can give to people.
I don't have that pressure in my life. Nobody expects to receive anything from me, and I don't expect to receive anything from anybody else.
Having friends to, like, spend the holiday season with is all I asked for, and that's what I got.
And what good is a gift if it's given out of obligation? Aren't gifts more special and surprising when you give one because, well, you're at the store and you see something that catches your eye and you've got a loved one and you say, wow, you know, that's perfect for so-and-so. Mm. You grab it, you decide to give it to them, whatever it is you decide to give it to them, as opposed to this time of year when people feel like there's this societal or familial obligation to they've got their list of all the people that they need to buy gifts for. Oh, well, so-and-so bought me a gift, so I need to go ahead and buy them a gift. Then they rack their brains to figure out what they might like, and of course they might be wrong, so they're just buying. So then they end up buying gift cards. And so if you don't get an actual gift for somebody, because there's a good chance you'll be wrong, you'll get something they don't like, then you get them a gift card, which is a much safer way to go. But then aren't you just exchanging gift cards,
yes,
basically?
This is the way I see it. A gift should be accepted humbly. Something that's expected is tribute.
Mm. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. But as far as being bothered by Christmas, it doesn't... I think it used to some extent, bug me. You know, like you were saying, the Christmas songs that you hear over and over again.
I don't like the songs. They're just bad songs.
True, but there is that, and I can understand being irritated by it and having to go through it year in and year out. But since you know you're going to go through it again next year, why not just not be bothered by it? Why not just let it roll off your back? You know, like, hey,
I don't understand this mania that happens the day after Thanksgiving where everybody goes to hunt down the bargains, trample each other through the doors to get the cheap television.
Well, it can be kind of fun.
It's crazy.
It is a little crazy.
People literally die.
Not often. Not very often. It's not even really that often that people get hurt in those situations. But it does happen. But for me, when I was working at the big Kmart when I was a teenager, I was working there for a few years of my life. And every year, you get the same songs over and over again. And when you're working at a place where you hear those songs, you hear them even more often.
One disc on repeat.
Yeah, well, it is a little more than that. But nonetheless, you hear the same old songs over and over again. And for me, it just, you know, just became something where I could identify them within the first two notes, you know, the first three notes. I knew exactly what song was coming on. And you might as well just hum along with it because there's no point in getting upset. It's going to play. You're going to hear it. Why not just deal with it? 800.
They get old.
Yeah, 800-259-9231.
They do Christmas songs.
And they're not really coming out with new songs. It's just rehashing
of the old songs.
It's
a recycled holiday.
There's maybe a new artist or something like that, some new up-and-coming artist singing the song, but that's really the only thing that changes.
Just give me the Grinch and Nat King.
Well, are you a Grinch about Christmas? If so, you're welcome to share that with us. Or maybe it's just you just think it's the greatest holiday ever. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There are many other things to discuss here tonight, though. In fact, one of the things I wanted to do tonight was to play some soapbox messages, because honestly, I've been neglecting it. And people have been leaving us messages. We have not been playing them. So we'll feature a few of those here coming up and also take your calls about anything on this Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.